Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's
up? This is a stupid party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Hey, Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the end. For only love can conquer pain. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, take it light and take it fast. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Good morning. You are on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point in the game, we can't fall for nothing. How about that? Well, it's a beautiful Monday, March the 20th. Yes, it's a beautiful Monday, March the 20th, 2023. So, wow, with that being said, look how fast time is flying. It's already going on April. And we're still, it's still raining like cats and dogs around, and the weather has been really funny. So we have to stay ready, because if we don't, if we stay ready, we don't have to get ready. That's what it's all about. The time is 9:04 a.m. on this beautiful Monday morning. To my people out there on Facebook Live, good morning to you. How are you? Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. And it wouldn't be a show without God, because every single morning we talk about God. God is the beginning and the end. He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And we should always begin with God. Amen. If you haven't told God thank you this morning for waking you up, you should stop right now, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, and say, thank you, God, for waking me up this morning. Because somebody, trust me, did not wake up this morning. What a wonderful, beautiful weekend it has been. What a wonderful, beautiful day it is today. Because whatever happened yesterday that you didn't get a chance to finish, you still have an opportunity to get it done today. So that's super-duper really important that you woke up this morning. And I hope that you had a chance to get your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, your juicer from the juicer, or whatever you like to drink this morning. Maybe you just want a big giant glass of water with some sliced lemon and lime, like me. Oh my gosh, this is so good. It's good for you. It's so good for the human anatomy. We need our water. Mm. But then again, we also need our coffee. Mm. And that's good, too. I want to thank my wife. Oh, my gosh. Shout out to my wife. Hey, baby. Love you. boy, do we have a show for you today. We have a wonderful, phenomenal, fantastic, tremendous show for you today. We're not only going to be about it, but we're going to talk about it, why we're being about it. And if we're not about it, then what are we doing? If we're not keeping it real, this is the real deal, holy feel on our show. There are no smoking guns. And I'm just going to get deep, deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountain, and swifter than the rivers. That means it's moving. Every second, every millisecond is moving. And so I want to thank God, because he's good to us 365 days a year, every day, morning, noon, and night, every minute, every second, every hour, every week, every month, and every year. God is good to each and every one of us. And I'm sure he's been very good to you, because just look in your past right now, and there's something that you can reach out and thank God about right now. Just think about something that happened in your life that for that moment you just stood there and said, thank you, God. Thank you, God. You brought me from a mighty, mighty long way. Amen. Well, I know you guys, I'm sure you're aware that the banks have been shutting down. The banks have been shutting down. And one of the banks that have shut down is the Silicon Valley Bank, with all the techie people who have billions of dollars in that Silicon Valley Bank. And it shut down. And people were coming to the bank saying, hey, where's my money? How can I get my money? I want my money. So please, please believe me. Please believe me. These banks are not shutting down by accident. This is not an accident, okay? And you need to be very careful about your money in the bank. We went over this a couple of weeks ago, and I'm just revisiting it for a reason, because this is still going on right now. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. And who do you think is going to handle the banks when the banks get shut down? When they get shut down, who do you think is going to buy those banks? Who do you think is going to provide for those banks? Private owners. And I won't say any names, but all I can say is they're super, super rich people that will invest their money in buying the bank. And then instead of the bank belonging to the FDIC, which is not a government entity. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise God for whoever you are. Thank you. Yes, I'm the one in the video. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Thank you for joining us this morning. Please tell 10 people on Facebook Live that you are with us here on Facebook right now. We want to thank you for joining us. Also, I want to thank all my people that's calling in. If you want to call into the show and you want to make a statement, you dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064 if you want to call in and press 1. If you'd like to share a statement pertaining to our topic, or you'd like to make a statement about what's on your heart about civil rights, or if you want to talk about our topics, and just let me finish off about the banks. This is very, very important. Watch the banks closely. Pay close attention. If you have stocks and shares, pay very, very close attention to what's happening with your money, because the last thing you want is somebody from a bank to tell you that you don't have access to your money, or that you can only take out $200 of all of your money for that day. Now, what they're doing is they're slowly going into digital currency. Hey, what's up, Hazel Clayton? That's fam. Hey, what's up, family? How you doing? God bless you. Welcome to the show. What they're doing is they're going to digital currency, and they're going to slowly but surely take us over to digital currency. So is that the mark of the beast? I don't know. But I know one thing. It's a new world order. It is a new world order. So when they're shutting down these banks, it's not a joke. We need to pay close attention to what is happening with our money. I'm going to leave that right there. And on our show every single Monday, we have a segment on our show called A Moment to Shine. And with A Moment to Shine, what we do is we call a black-owned business, like we've done. We call Saisha from Saisha. She's an estheticianist, Beauty by Sai, and she does facials and all kinds of different stuff. We also had Letitia Long, who owns Pureistic Health and Beauty, which has she's in the Chandler Mall. She's the only African-American business in the Chandler Mall in Arizona, Chandler, Arizona. We had her on, and she came on and talked about all of her wonderful products, and they are so phenomenal. And today we will have a moment to shine. We had a young man on who had a watch business, African-American brother who makes watches. And I saw his watch, me and my wife, and his watches are amazing. I mean, they're beautiful. You know, you hear about Longines and all these other Swiss watch and all these other companies. This brother makes some wonderful watches. And he also went old school and made an old school pocket watch where you can click on it and it actually says the time, because he made it for his grandmother who was 90-some years old and she can't see very well. So he put a voice on there to talk. When she opens it up and press the button, it tells her what time it is and what date it is by volume. So I thought that was super amazing. And then we had the cupcake guy on our show. Hey, what's up, Taisha? What's up, my sister? Hold on. Before we go any further, for those who don't know, we had a birthday celebration for my mother over the weekend, and I want to shout out my mother, Dorothy Jean Jones, and we had a wonderful family dinner where everybody brought dishes, you know, the old school stuff that us African-American families do. We all bring a dish, and we all just have a good time and play music and laugh and eat and share time with our mother. So I want to shout out, hey, good morning, sis. Good morning, Barbara Hubbard. How are you? Good morning, Barbara Hubbard. Welcome. And also to Sister Hazel Clayton, thank you for joining us this morning, family. We show nothing but love. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And under the Constitution of the United States of America, there needs to be some amendments to our rights, such as the Voting Act. We shouldn't have to change, vote for to re-vote in the Voting Act or re-vote in our right to vote ever again. What's up? Good morning, Brother Clarence. How are you? Good to see you on this morning. I'm waiting on everyone to get into the studio. We're going to introduce our co-producers and just Apostle Kenneth Curry. All right. I'm here today, my brother. Hey, right on, my brother. Apostle Kenneth Curry, I want you to call into the show. You know the number, 646-787-8064, because I need your help with me on a special topic today, Apostle Kenneth Curry. Now, Apostle Kenneth Curry, you see this pen I'm wearing right here, you guys? This is the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award that I received from Apostle Kenneth Curry and from the President of the United States of America for my work in the community with civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, and all kinds of people's rights. You're already here. Okay, let's see. Let's see if we can see him in the – let's see. Oh, there he is right there. Okay, cool. Can't wait to get you on. Just give me 1 minute here. And we're going to get you right in. I want to send a shout-out to anybody out there who have been going through some trials and tribulations in your life, with your children. Whether you're an uncle to the kid or an aunt to the kid or a cousin to the kid. Hey, good morning, Sister Vero. Welcome to Facebook Live. Please tell 10 people, everybody, tag 10 people right now and let them know that you're on. Now, one of our topics today is, our first topic is, why are so many young people disrespectful to their parents and elders? Is it a sign of the last days? Now, I want to share this with you. This is very important. I'm staying on point. I remember when we were growing up, our parents told us, and even when we had Bible study, they would always read the commandment that said, honor your mother and your father that your days may be longer. Not my days, I'm the parent, but your days as a child. And I'm just telling you, I see it. These grandkids and these kids, they're just out of control. I'll give you some examples in just a second. Here's one that I won't forget. A 12-year-old kid, you know, me and my wife were looking at, you know, videos. This 12-year-old kid, his mother took his cell phone from him. He destroyed her home. He took a sledgehammer and broke her toilet, her mirrors, her chairs, and this is a 12-year-old kid. Okay, so that's enough about that one. 50 Cent's son, 30-something years old. His father gives him $8,000 a month to live on. He tells his father he needs more money. Master P's son. Master P made his son a multimillionaire. He put him in movies. He got him into everything. And all of a sudden, Master P's son says, Romeo, little Romeo says his father owes him more money. I mean, how much money do your parents have to give you if you're already grown and you can get out there and make your own money? You lived off the money he made. And I can go on and on and on with ungrateful children. Now, I want to thank God for my kids because, you know, we planted those seeds at a very young age. What's up, Chandra Daniels? Welcome to the show. It's such an honor and a pleasure to have you on this morning. We planted those seeds at a young age, and I haven't had that problem with my kids. Thank you, Jesus, because I kept them on God. And a lot of our kids are off of God. They don't have no God in them. They're so busy with social media and the world that they only do things that have to do with the world. They're trying to be like the world. They're living off of their phone is like a demonic force that controls them and gives them the rights and wrongs and do's and don'ts to do. They're on there half naked. They're on there cursing. They're on there sexting. They're on there doing all kinds of stuff that their parents have no idea. That's why all these kids are coming up dead. They meet these strange people online, on social media, and they have the audacity not to tell their parents, and then they go meet with this person, and they end up dead somewhere. And they come up missing. And it's hundreds of thousands of kids that are dying so young because they don't listen. And all the young people that need to hear this right now, they probably will not hear this. But thank God our shows are archived, and I'm going to keep sending this particular show out because a lot of parents are afraid of their kids. They go in their room and lock their door so their kids won't come in here and beat them up or kill them or whatever. So we're going to talk about that this morning because that's a civil issue that has been premeditated by the powers that be. I'm going to keep it real. The government took away our ability to chastise our children. And when you can't chastise your kids and your kids can call the police on you and have you arrested in your own house, you no longer have control over your property. You're a prisoner in your own home to your kids, yes. We got kids cursing their parents out. We got kids hitting their mothers and fathers. Well, not so many fathers, but more or less mothers. Okay, Chandra Daniels said, these kids today are so tech savvy. Wait, let me go back to that. They're so tech savvy and unbelievable until they know so much to do with these cell phones. You are so right. They know too much to do with these cell phones. Yes. Okay, so with that being said, there's a let me get some people in because we also have a moment to shine on our show. But before I do, let's get in none other than Clarence M. Allen. Good morning, Clarence M. Allen. Welcome to the show, our co-producer. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. Good morning to all our wonderful listeners throughout this state, this nation, and around the world. Good morning to all the co-panelists who are coming on. As once again, you're bringing the hot button topics, the things that we need to discuss, the things we need to work on, the things that we need to know. So, Pastor Eddie, thank you for having me once again. And let's wake up, everybody. Get up out that bed.
All right. Good morning, Edie Way on Facebook Live. It's so glad you're with us this morning. I want to thank everybody on Facebook Live. Do me a favor. Tag 10 people right now. We're getting ready to get into a deep, deep topic. Chandra Daniel said, I just found out on my cell how to sign important documents and papers. Boy, these kids have been knowing how to do that for a long time. If you give a newborn baby a phone, let them be a month old and give that baby that phone. They already know how to work it. Isn't that amazing? These little two-month-old baby, you put the phone in their hand, next thing you know, they're working it already at 2 months old. That tells you the change of how time is changing. Okay, let's go. Good morning, Professor Reams. How are you this morning? Welcome to the show, Professor Reams.
Good morning, Pastor Jones. I hope all is well with everyone. Good morning to the listeners. Good morning to the regulator and to my fellow co-hosts. And everyone, let's just sit back, relax, have your favorite coffee or drink because you're at the best Blog Talk radio program, the Eddie Justice Jones program, where we will definitely talk about the major issues and the way that God works through us to work through those issues and how his grace and mercy is always there to support us in what we do. And with that, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Now, we have a caller. We have a caller in the 818-300 area code. Caller in the 818-300 area code. Are you there? Caller in the 818-300-300 area code. Are you there?
Yes.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. Please state your name and welcome to the show.
Oh, my goodness. My name is Evie, and I'm with Bishop Taylor on Save Our Seed.
Oh, amen. Praise God. Welcome to the show.
Oh, well, thank you. And when Dr. Adams was on, she said that, you know, you were going to be on. And so I did listen to you the first time, and I thought it was great. And then another time, where at the end, I don't know who it was, but it was a male, and he did a summary of the what you talked about, and I thought it was great. I thought it was wonderful. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. That was Professor Reams. He's on the phone, and your name, you said, is Evie?
Yeah, it's Evie. It sounds like Chevy.
Evie.
It's Hebrew. It means the eternal youth derived from Eve, mother of life. Yeah. And when you were talking,
well, Evie, Evie, we have Reams on the line. Professor Reams does the commentary. He's on now. Professor Reams, please say good morning to Evie.
Good morning, Evie. It's an honor to have you on the show.
Well, good morning. Thank you. And it's an honor to be on the show. And let me tell you, it's an honor to pray for everyone on the show, Bishop and you, Pastor Eddie, everyone. So I
Thank
really
you.
Appreciate it. This is God.
Amen. Praise God. Now, Evie, hold that thought and don't go anywhere. Hold on, Evie, because we want to get your opinion on our topic today. And our topic is, why are so many young people disrespectful to their parents and elders? Is it a sign of the last days? So don't go anywhere, Evie, because we want to hear your opinion, okay? Can you just hold on for a minute?
Sure.
Thank you so much. Now, without further ado, let's go down here. I wonder, I can't see. Okay. I'm looking for, there we go. Okay, that looks like Apostle Chief Apostle Curry. Good morning. Is this Chief Apostle Curry?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, my brothers. How are you, brothers and sisters? It's been some time and for me to be able to get on and you know, I would say that it was not because of neglect. I had two of my first cousins that passed away, one week and the other another week. And so I've been on the road trying to deal with family things, but I'm glad to be back here today, and I'm looking forward to the topic that we have, and certainly that should take interest to everybody, and I definitely want to weigh in on that.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Apostle. Everybody say good morning to Chief Apostle Curry. Please say good morning to Chief Apostle Curry, Kenneth Curry.
Good morning, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, and let me say
God bless you all. God bless you all.
Good morning, Chief Apostle. Always an honor
good
to have
morning,
you.
Good morning, good morning, Dr. Rain, Professor Rains. God bless you, sir.
Amen, amen. Such an honor. I want to send a shout out to my brother Eric and my brother Daryl. I want to send a shout out to Shirley as well. And my mother, it was their birthday. All the March people, if it's your birthday, just really quick, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, March people. My sisters and brothers and my mother, happy birthday to you. How about that? Okay, so happy birthday to all the March people. And over the weekend, we celebrated it, my mother's birthday and my sister's, my brother's birthday. And so... happy birthday to all the March people. Now I want Brother Clarence, can you do me a big favor? Amen. Praise God. Clarence, do me a big favor. Yeah, reach out to Vera and see. We're trying to get her in the studio, and I don't see her here. So if you could reach out to her real quick and then come back and let us know. We're going to get deep into our topic in just a few minutes while Clarence is doing that. Okay, now on our show every Monday, we have a moment to shine. A moment to shine is when we go to a black-owned business and we call them up without their notice and we just recognize them and give them their kudos and their up for their work and their black-owned business. So let's make a phone call right now and let's do a moment to shine. Let's see. So we're going to call right now and see if we can do a moment to shine. All right. Let's see. Okay. I do not. Okay. There you go. It's ringing. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show and Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. Is this Daryl Jones?
Who?
Is this Daryl Jones?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. I apologize. We must have the wrong number. We'll thank you very much and have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, so we're going to try that one more time because for some reason we that was the wrong number. But we're going to try it again in just a few minutes. Let's see. Okay. We'll come back to that in just a minute. But meanwhile, let's go into our topic while I get the right number. Our topic is... about our first topic is why are so many young people disrespectful to their parents and their elders? Is it a sign of the last days? And I want to open it up with Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry to get his opinion on that. So Chief Apostle, please take the floor and tell us why are our young people so disrespectful to their parents, aunts, uncles, grandparents? What is going on? Is it a sign of the last days? Go right ahead, Chief Apostle.
Well, let me share a piece of scripture that most people are fully aware of because Paul was very clear in outlining things that we should look for in the last days. If we go over to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and beginning at the very first verse of that chapter, it tells us, this know also that in the last days, which you just spoke about, perilous times shall come, meaning dangerous times. He said, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers. Look at that next word there. disobedient to parents. It's in the word. Unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. That's big, because natural affection would tell you that, you know, doing the wrong thing is absolutely wrong and being disobedient to parents. But see, we're raising, there's a generation that is being raised, as they said, in whom there is no God. Because if the parents don't know the spirituality of God, they can't teach it to the next generation. That's why it's so important, the psalmist was talking about, that you train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he won't depart from it. So that's the biggest part of what we're dealing with. Many of the churches, and I say that it's on our part too, because we have not taken the evangelism outside of the four walls of the church. And so there's so much lacking because, you know, we were told to go into the hedges and highways and compel men to come to the house of God that this house may be filled. We have not done those things. And so just like we were called into the vineyards to pick fruit. Okay, but anybody knows if you don't go pick the fruit when it's ripe, it will go bad. And
amen,
so that's
amen.
What we're dealing with in this generation. There's a whole lot of people that God spoke to us, oh, you need to go speak to that young person or that young lady. You know, we were told, the ladies were told, the older women, teach the young women. The older men, teach these young men. But they're growing up and teaching themselves. And just like you were talking about in social media and all of that, that's what's raising our kids today. Technology is raising the kids, and we're not raising the kids because many of us are not at the home. A lot of the male figures that are supposed to be in the home to guide the home, they're no longer there. Many of them are incarcerated themselves. And so that causes a domino effect, and that's what we're dealing with. Yes, this is end-time stuff.
It is, and I want to thank you, Chief Apostle, to hold that thought. That was a profound and prolific statement that was just made by, and we heard it out of Timothy. And it's so important. You need to write this down because you wonder why, you know, now there is an age gap between a parent and a child, but that doesn't give a child the right to be disrespectful to its home. Because guess what? They're going to be disrespectful and eat your food. They're going to be disrespectful and lay in the room and play the game all day and all night. They're going to be disrespectful while they're using your electricity and everything else in your house. And let me tell you something, and I tell my kids this. Everything in my house is a privilege. Everything in my house is a privilege. The refrigerator is a privilege. The cabinets where the food is a privilege. The light switch is a privilege. The blanket you cover up with is a privilege. Mm. And if you're going to be abusing your privileges, then maybe your privileges need to be taken away until you learn some respect, some dignity, some integrity, and some proper etiquette. And for those who don't know what proper etiquette is yes, please, thank you, sir, ma'am, etc. Those have been thrown out the window. Well, not in Texas, because when I go back home to Texas, I still hear the young people saying, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, and no, sir, which is good. And a lot of our young people are just, some young people call their parents by their name. I wish mine would. Your kids should never call you by your first name. If your kids are calling you by your first name, something's wrong, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't want to go too deep on that, but now I want to go to Brother Clarence M. Allen. Brother Clarence M. Allen, are you there?
Brother Clarence, I'm here.
Okay. Were you able to get Vera to call in? Because I don't know if she can't get in, or I'm looking for her right now. I don't see her in the link.
She replied that she sent you a text, so I don't know what that text is, and that's all. I don't know if she's busy, occupied.
I'll check the text. Clarence, the question is, our kids, they're out of control. Why are so many of our young people disrespectful to their parents and elders? Is it a sign of the last days? Go ahead, Clarence, take the floor.
Yes, first, let me commend Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, because he's coming from the root cause of this. All this is already written. It's in these scriptures. And then when we look at in today's times and societies, you know, is just filled with corruption, evil, hate. And we know earlier I put a post on Facebook. I said back in the days, you know, our parents used to say, I brought you into this world and I'll take you out. That right there straightened a lot of kids up and put respect into them. So when we look at today, you know, it starts with the parent. You know, what kind of relationship do you have with your child? What kind of love are you providing? What kind of guidance? You know, the parent is the biggest hero and idol to a child. Most children want to be just like their parents. But if the parent is filled with corruption, hate, profanity, and disrespect, how do we expect that child to develop what that child is going to develop into? And so when we look at this and all of the violence and the evils, you know, it's look at the programming that's in the music, that's on TV. We're bombarded with all kind of ungodly things. And so when we see this, and if we don't see nothing that's good, nothing that's moral, nothing of life value, nothing with the love and the spirit and the guidance of God in it, what do we expect? You know, at the beginning of the show made me think of that lawyer back down there in South Carolina, Murdoch. He killed his wife and his child. How could a man do that? I can't imagine a child, what would that child develop into when you have a parent that would kill his own seed, his own family? And so, you know, we have to look at how we're educated. What is educating us? Most of us gotten our education from the United States of America. The directors of the knowledge of this country, not just this country, but many more European countries, got most of their education and knowledge from Africa. And now this knowledge is stored in these colleges where you have to go pay for it to get. And so when this and we are, you know, Carter G. Woodson has a book called The Miseducation of a Negro, written 100 years ago. And so I added a word to that title, The Misguided Education of a Negro. And so when we see all these malfunctions, Pastor Eddie, to all of our listeners and the panelists, this is what we have. We are infected with all of their evils. And how do we cure ourselves from these evils? We cure this with the scriptures. We cure this with the guidance of God, with his commandments.
Amen.
With this word right here that Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. So Pastor Eddie, man, it's a hot button topic that you brought out, one that we just need to discuss, one that we all need to shine light on and understand. So once again, I commend you, Pastor Eddie, on bringing such a hot button topic, and thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much, Brother Clarence M. Allen. And at this time, we're going to Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry wants to piggyback on what Clarence just said, and then we're going to go to Evie. Evie is our guest who's calling from Pastor Taylor's church, and I want to shout out Bishop Taylor. I don't know if he's on the line this morning. Hopefully Bishop Taylor will call in at some point. But right now, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, take the floor. Go ahead on, elaborate. And while you're doing that, let's talk about all the kids that are dying. I've never seen so many young funerals in my life. Now, I'm a pastor, and I keep seeing all these. We just had a young man commit suicide. He was 19 years old. He just killed himself. God for, you know, bless his family. These young people are dying. One young man just got killed in Mississippi. It's just a lot of young people dying. And remember in the Bible, it says, as a commandment, honor your mother and your father that your days may be longer. Go ahead, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, take the floor.
Now, you know, that's why I want to go a little deeper in this thing, because all of that is in the same particular chapter. Verse 3 says, without natural affections. Like the natural affections, you know, you see that these kids today have so many violent games, and they play all these games like Grand Theft Auto and all of these different games, and it's always someone trying to take the life of someone else. Well, what happens when they go out in real life and these young people think that, you know, just like in the game, they could just shoot somebody and just press the reset button? You know, and all of that will go away and just go back to normal. But, see, that's where the enemy is getting these kids. And you know, you got a whole lot of things that are mentioned in this chapter, and people need to read this because it's very important. He said, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinence, fierce despisers, what, of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded. Watch this, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Now, watch this, within the church structure, look at verse 5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power, he said, thereof, from such turn away. Within the church structure, you have a whole lot of things that within the church structure and many ministries, it looks holy, but it's not spiritual. It looks religious, but it's not in the spirit of God, because there are so many things that people are adding into what is supposed to be godly that people are just like Daniel said, the saints are being worn out. They're being churched out, and they wonder why we don't have a lot of the people coming into the church. It's because people are saying, well, I'd rather stay at home than come into the house and have all this confusion in the house of God. And so what
Apostle, excuse me for interrupting you. But a lot of the listeners are asking a question. They want to know exactly what scripture are you reading from. So could you tell the listeners what scripture you're reading from, what chapter it is? Go right ahead.
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 13, it's all there in black and white. All of that is there. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 13.
Amen.
It talks about the last days, everything that we were just talking about here. And see, we begin to, if we read, we will see that it falls right in line with what the apostles told us were going to be signs. Remember in Matthew 24, Luke 21, the disciples asked Jesus, said, well, tell us what should be the signs of thy coming and of the end of the world. And he began to outline.
Right.
He said, take me, no man deceive you. He said, many are going to come in my name and shall deceive
me.
Amen. And that's the type of atmosphere. That's why we're living in that type of atmosphere. So we know what's going on. We're not confused.
Well, hold that thought. I want to go to Evie, who was our guest who had called in. Evie, are you there?
Yes, Pastor Eddie.
Now,
Evie,
we're talking about why are so many of our young people disrespectful to their parents and elders. Is it a sign of the last days? And we were coming out of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 13 from Apostle Kenneth Curry. But I want your own opinion on these kids, because they're dying young. They're living real fast. They want their life like a microwave. They want it right now. And so I want to get your opinion, Evie. Go right ahead. Take the floor.
Thank you, Pastor Eddie. I think... I'm more of a writer than a speaker. I've been everybody's assistant, like Dr. Minnie Claiborne. She's spoken on, you know, the largest American-African network, which is The Word, and then on TBN, the largest Christian TV network in the world, and I'm always her assistant behind the scenes. But when I heard you say what you said, I totally agree with what all the brothers have said, and I am just so grateful and so happy because that has been my prayer, the intercessors. I have been to 23 European countries, and I got Jesus led me to drive to 21 states, and I was driven to 17 states in 1 year on the road. And I do pray with the intercessors everywhere that I've gone to. The majority mm-hmm. of the intercessors are women, and there may be one man in the group, and it's usually always the pastor. So that has been our prayer and my prayer. And yes, I totally agree with that because I actually was part of a Utah Attorney General's program in the early in the 90s, and I was a photojournalist. And at the same time, the young boys were my ministry because of my own nephew. And it is written, and it is, we say in the group that this is a fatherless generation. And,
oh, my gosh.
Yes. And I was working on a book of domestic violence, one of the first books, because I did research, and there was not a book on domestic violence. So I was working on that, and I did research of men in prison because I was asked to go with the director of the Utah Attorney General to a boys' prison. And they were 12 to 17 years old, boys, in prison, like a juvenile. And I thought, she asked me to say a few words to speak to them. And I said, wow, maybe I better wear something really bright to get their attention, right? Like a pink outfit or a bright yellow. But then it was like I was just led to just wear, you know, black and a gray suit. And when I went there, I was shocked. I was glad I did because those young boys looked at me like I was the first girl they ever saw. And I felt like they were looking at me like I was naked. And so then afterwards, I talked to Brandy, who invited me there, and she says, oh, Eddie, these boys from 12 to 17, they're murderers, they're rapists, they're robbers. When they go to prison when they're 18, they're there for life. And I'm going, oh, my goodness. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And this was in Utah. And when I was reading a book about this fellow that was in prison, and I was shocked because he gave a statistic, and I think that was 1995, and the statistic of the men incarcerated in prison, 80% were sexually abused. They were abused mentally, emotionally, physically, and sexually. 80% were abused wow. in prison. What a shock.
Wow, wow. Evie, I want
to... Yeah.
Okay, well, first of all, let's give Evie a hand for coming on our show first and having the courage to share with us. Let's give her a hand. Let's give Evie a hand like that.
Evie.
There we go. Now, Evie, hold that thought because we're going to come back to you. Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, we're going to come back to you. Clarence and Allen, we're going to come back to you. But right now, we're going to go to our professor. Thank you, Chandra Daniels, who gave a big hand on Facebook Live. We're going to go to Professor Reams, our real professor. Professor, take the floor. Why are so many of our young people disrespectful to their parents and elders? Is it a sign of the last days? And why are they dying so much at such a young age? And they're the worst rapists and murderers and robbers are these young people. I saw some on video just a few days ago One went into the was going into the home while the rest of them were sitting in the car waiting, and then you see like six or seven of them just bum rushing the house. Once they get the door open or the window open, then they all go in. And this is, you know, you would hate for a young person to break in your house and they got a mask on and you shoot them and kill them and you pull the mask off and it's a 17-year-old kid. But guess what? That's what we're dealing with now, okay? They're doing some desperate, taking desperate measures, doing desperate things, which have some unplanned desperate results. So with that being said, we're going to go to Professor Reen. Please take the floor. Elaborate on your feelings about the kids being disrespectful these days.
Thank you, Pastor Jones. First of all, I agree 100% with the panelists, Clarence Allen, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, our wonderful guest, Evie. And one thing that I have had to do is do a comparison now with many of the kids in our family. The first thing that we did after they were born was to introduce them to God first. And that was a major thing, with the pledge that on introducing them, that the family and the village would be there to fortify and reinforce everything that was done within the church. Even though we might not agree with some of the items that were going on that Chief Apostle Curry said, where it was church, but it didn't have the spirit of it, we still looked beyond that and still kept it the same tenets. So that meant that anything that I said, the grandparents said, we were all in consistency with that. And then the next was education, and then the next was everything else was just secondary, but God was first. So every Sunday, you know, from day one to whatever was going on, the topic was what can you do, how can you be, and what is the way that you can follow in your journey. Now, in the process of putting that together, it was work. It was very hard work because the fact that regardless of what my ambition was, what my wife's ambition was, or what our family's ambition was, we didn't let that get in the way of making sure that we laid down the strong foundation as you've done with your families and what everyone has done with their families on our panel. And in doing so, that definitely made all the difference. Plus, the issue of open communication. We may not like what they're telling us, but at least we could have that conversation either on Sunday or at any time that they needed to do that. And in comparison to that, this is what many of the young people, we ask the question, so what's going on with the family? The question is, where are they rooted in and what is their foundation? As everyone has said, are they moving towards the Father? Do they know anything about the Father? Or are they focused on their own ambitions, their envies, their jealousies, and acting out as they're doing? And if that's the case, then it comes back again to the parenting overall. But then it comes back to, okay, well, what village is helping to raise your child? Because the fact it wasn't just our family. We made sure that we placed them in areas where they would get fortified with the Lord, like with the YMCA and some of the other organizations, but also with like-minded folks who would be able to fortify and do all these things so that if we weren't there, at least they had someone else outside of us to go to. The problem is that in some of these cases, if that family person is not there, they're going to go to the gangs because they need some connection to someone or something that will fortify that they exist, that they see them. And if it means that one of the initiations is being respectful to your parents, to your grandparents, or whatever it is, it's possibly because there wasn't anything within the parents or within the family circuit that saw them as being important. So if I'm not there, if God's not there, as we've all talked about, then comes the phone, comes the video games, anything that's there. And then if there's something that's going on because we have Mental Health Matters and that's ignored, how else is the person going to function if no one saw them, no one saw what their weaknesses are, and then try to get help for them? Because if we all go back to when we were young at this point, you know, a lot of things in the world are scary, and we needed some comfort to know that everything was okay, and that if we were having these thoughts, what would we do about them? And that we've now found that a lot of the people, even back when, were suffering in silence because they couldn't, because they were trying to fortify you never talk about your business in public. You always kept that because you wanted to keep a good public face. Now, things are out in the open where it's acceptable to talk and do or whatever it is in general because at least you're getting out there. But it's not healthy enough because people are now getting hurt. So it's this sort of where and who is their parents, who is their village, and who and what be the final say-so means that the criminal justice system is helping to raise our kids, unfortunately, because this was the very last place they could go. So when we take a look at what we're doing, and Chief Apostle, you nailed it on that for different institutions, as well as we as a parental institution, we just have to say that we are not doing a good job. If I were to grade it, it's probably an F, because so many people and so many of these young kids are either dying or going to jail. And the other thing about it is that this world talks about instant gratification all the time. They wake up and they see all the success, all this money, all these things, all the rappers running these big cars. If they don't have this mm-hmm. at that age, just like that person, then they are very frustrated. They would be considered, you know, losers, their self-esteem. So they say, if I get this money, if I get this, then I will get the respect from everybody else, only to find out that that was just a lure to get them into trouble.
Hmm.
And with that, I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Let's give a big hand for Professor Reams. That's our professor. Wow. Thank you, Professor Reams. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, well said, very well said. What a profound and prolific statement and answer to the question, what's going on with our youth? And with that being said, I want to read what Chandra Daniel said just right here. She just put on Facebook Live, she put, when I was growing up, okay, there's a little noise. Hold on, I'm going to stop this noise in the background. One second. Okay, there we go. So Chandra Daniel said, when I was growing up, we did not have cell phones or computers. We went to church on Sunday, came home and played with kids our age and stayed out of grown adults' conversations. But these days, kids are so disrespectful until it's mind-blowing. But you look at it now, these kids are raising themselves without a parent because they're always on TikTok, social media, Facebook, and all other forms of media. Now, I want to hit like on that myself. I want to hit like on that. And then that's really crazy that you say that because it's the truth. I'm sorry. Somebody said something. Did someone say something?
Yes.
Okay, hold that thought.
Clarence.
Yeah, Brother Clarence, hold on 1 second. I want to get this thought out. Our kids are on TikTok doing things you won't even believe. And this is what really upsets me on TikTok. This is what really upsets me on TikTok. I'll see the mother come on and be twerking, and then she'll invite her daughter to twerk with her. And they're both twerking and seeing who can shake their butt the best. And to me, a mother that's twerking with her child is teaching her child that it's all right to get on social media and show. To me, that's buffoonery.
That's a Jezebel spirit.
It is a Jezebel spirit. And it's a sad thing to see a mother allowing her child to do that. Now I want to give you an example. Now, there's some good parents out there that will not let their child do that, because I just saw a young lady that was on there twerking, and her father came in the room and caught her, and he said, if you could twerk live, you can get a spanking live. And he spanked her live on TikTok. In front of the world.
So,
he said, what in the world are you doing in this room? And she had on some what they call boy shorts, okay, and a little tank top, and half naked. And he came in there and he said, if you can twerk live on TikTok, then you can get a whooping live on TikTok. And he tore her apart. And that's what we need more of. Because if you're not monitoring your children, young adults, whoever, then imagine what they're doing. One young lady came home from work. My mother came home from work early, caught her daughter in the house with more than two guys. And heaven knows what was going on. And so we got to really, really be careful and be mindful that our kids are on social media doing stuff that we don't. By the time you get over there and see what they're doing, they done moved on to the next thing on there, or they'll turn it off so you can't see what they're doing. So I dare parents to check their kids' phones, and they're going to get upset. Yeah, they're going to get upset with you. Now I want to go to what my wife said. Parents, it's time to wake up and stop trying to be friends with the children. If we want to save our future generation, well, it's nice to give children the opportunities and things that we did not have. I feel it's equally important to give children the things that we did have, such as God, discipline, morals, family, and love. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm gonna hit that right there. And wait, amen. Let's see, you can't get that. Okay. Good morning, happy Monday off. Yes, praise God, hallelujah, from whom all blessings flow, because this is important information. Very important information.
Can I interject, Brother Eddie?
Yes, go ahead, Chief Apostle.
Look at that sixth verse in that same chapter, 2 Timothy chapter 3, and that sixth verse says, "For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sin, led about away with diverse lust." That's what you're seeing on these sites when you see all of them twerping and doing all of this stuff. They have no knowledge of God or the wisdom of life. And so the only thing that they feel that they have going for themselves is their bodies. And you see a lot of these young ladies, you know, and the men chasing after them, and they're little 13, 15-year-olds, and they look like grown women. And that's because of what has gone into our development, the GMOs and all of that, where these young people are being affected, and so they look more mature than they are. And they're not mature spiritually or mentally. They're just kids.
Yeah.
And that needs
that's
to
true.
Be
hold
praying.
That thought.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hold that thought, Chief Apostle. Hold that thought for 1 second. Caller in the 503-747 area code, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Linda Goldie, all the way from Oregon. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I'd rather not say. My poetry pretty much says it. It's not fun being young
or old. Okay, well, amen. Praise the Lord. Let's say everybody say good morning to Linda Goldie.
Good morning.
Linda Goldie, good morning.
Good morning, Linda Goldie.
Good morning. I wish I had something more positive to offer this morning.
Well, you know what? Your thoughts are so important, and how you feel is so important. But you got to speak into existence. I want to say good morning to Letitia Long. Good morning, Letitia Long. Welcome to the show. I want to tell you that your thoughts and your words have power. Words have so much power. And as a poet, I know that you know that better than I do, and I'm going to stay focused on. We're talking about our young people that are disrespectful these days. We're talking about our young people who talk back. We're talking about our young people who hit their parents. We're talking about young people that scream and curse at their parents. We're talking about young people that get on TikTok and other social medias twerking and showing their body and sexting and all kinds of stuff, and the parents don't even know what their kids are doing. We're living in a time where kids are being rebellious to their elders and disrespecting their elders. So with that being said, I just want to get your opinion, Linda Goldie. How do you feel about that?
I feel that society has promoted this because of forcing all the parents, both parents, to work. It's financially based, you know. If both parents are working, there's no way that they can oversee their children. You know, the mothers can't stay at home anymore. And, you know, especially, you know, if they're single mothers, because the divorce rate is so high, with and, you know, everything is geared toward consumption, you know, and you got to buy this, you got to have that, you know, and so you got to work tail off to get all that stuff, and then, you know, what's happening to your family in the meantime.
Okay. Okay, okay, I got you. Thank you very much, Linda Goldie. Thank you so much. Okay, so here you are. We're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. If you want to listen online, go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com. On the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions with an S. Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions with an S. Now, if you want to listen to or see me on Facebook right now, just go to Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook. Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook, and you can see us live right now. You can see me live right now. And the disrespectful Jesus. Okay, now, Kenneth Curry, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry just said, on my Facebook page, I posted a sermon entitled The Disrespected Jesus Christ of, okay, well, we're going to check that out. We're going to check that out. But before we check that out, I want to do some closing remarks on this topic, because this topic is something that I want you to remember to forget. And it's 10:06, and I want to go into our second topic. So here's my closing remarks on this particular topic. We need a lot of prayer for our kids and our young people. We need a lot of prayer for parents who have to work two jobs, or parents, or we need to pray for single parent homes, whether it's the father or the mother. We need to pray for families, period, because families are in trouble, you know, and we need to pray for mental illnesses from parents and young people. We need to pray for parents who are allowing their kids, you know, parents to get on there and twerk with their kids and do all that and, you know, fighting on social media, arguing on social media. Social media plays a very important evil role as well as it plays a good role. So we have to pray and be careful of what our kids are intaking into their brains and taking into their heart and putting inside their body, okay? We got to watch for who our kids are talking to on social media. If your kid's on a dating site and your kid is 13 or 14 or 15 or 17 years old on an adult dating site that you have no idea about, when they're knocked out sleep, you need to do the same thing they do to you. See what you're doing so they can do what they want to do. Well, you need, when they're knocked out sleep, you need to get that backpack, you need to get that cell phone, and you need to get into it. And also, for, I don't know why parents give five-year-old kids cell phones. I'll never understand that. A six-year-old, they give it to them as a pacifier. They're in the house, they go, here, take this phone, and go ahead and do whatever you want to do on it. And don't think that these 7-year-old and 8-year-old and 9-year-old kids don't know how to work these phones. So my closing remarks on this is, here it is. Watch what your kids are doing. Talk to your kids. Remember, when we were growing up, we would sit down at the table and have dinner and go, pass the potatoes, pass the greens, pass the cornbread, pass the chicken. We need to get back to the basics. We need to get back to the basics with our kids. And that's the only way that we're going to have our kids, get our kids back. We got to talk to our kids about God. We got to have a Bible study with our kids. And we got to teach our kids. Because when we were growing up, you know, I got to be honest. At one point, my mom said, if you kiss a girl, she could get pregnant. And I didn't realize what that meant when I was young. But kissing leads to other things, which could get a girl pregnant. So I'm glad, hallelujah, that I was told that. But these days, you don't have to tell your kid that. They got books out now that's in the school that tells the kids that they can do any and everything they want to, including some things I'm not even going to mention on this show. But we're going to talk about it one maybe in our upcoming weeks. We're going to talk about some of the new books that they have in the schools for kids to read that are just extremely unbelievable. But we're not going to go there today. So we're going to close out on that topic, and we're going to start on our second topic. Our second topic is, what is the new world order? Will one man rule the world? What is the new world order, and will one man rule the world? Chandra Daniels just said exactly. That's why I didn't have any kids, for that matter, because these kids are disrespectful and unruly. Oh, my gosh. But before we go into our second topic, let's do a moment to shine. A moment to shine. We were going to do it this morning, and I'm going to do it right now. We're going to do a moment to shine because we got to have a moment to shine. It is 10:10 a.m. on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Let's go here. And then, Evie, don't you go anywhere. We're so happy to have you on. And with all your knowledge and your wisdom, and Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, our guest, and all of our co-hosts and co-producers, don't go anywhere. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Let's make a phone call right now. Let's call Mr. Daryl Jones. Okay. Stand by. Okay. Our system is being a little slow this morning.
Please leave your message for 3-2-3-4-8-9-1-0.
Okay, well, that number did not get answered, so matter of fact, for our moment to shine today, we're gonna pick Evie, because Evie is a well-rounded lady that has been all over the world, that's done a lot of great things. And so we're going to go to Evie. Hold on one second here. Evie, are you there? Evie, are you there?
I am here, Dr. Eddie.
Now, Evie, we're going to use you for our moment to shine today, because you have done church outings around the world and done magnificent things. You're a writer. You write books. Why don't we just give you a moment to shine and go ahead and take the floor and tell us what all you do for a living, and this is your moment to shine.
Oh, this is funny. I wasn't expecting this. I think I am, well, we that serve the Lord know that we are called before the beginning of time, of our calling, that we have chosen this journey on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that we that serve the Lord, that it is a fallen world. And so I thought, why did I choose this time, Lord? Why did I choose this time? Well, there's a reason for everything, and we won't know till we're in heaven, but this is our time. And I was fortunately raised in the church, and I went to church every Sunday. And when I was in grammar school, there are children that don't have fathers, and they don't go to church. And they go, well, Eddie, how about if you're sick? And I says, oh, we never get sick because we have to go to church. Right? So we are raised to go to church. So that's in our mindset. So we know that the mind is stronger than the flesh. So we're taught that we are supposed to go to church, right? And I feel that the number one factor when I was in high school, maybe 15 years old, I wanted to be a super mom. And so then I was praying, and this is what I got. This is what people say. Your children do not belong to you. They belong to God. And it's your duty and responsibility to raise them in the admonishment of the Lord. And Psalms 127 says, children are a gift, reward, and heritage from the Lord. So I knew I'm supposed to raise my child with the Lord. So I wear many hats, but I'm always behind the scene, because my godmother and my mom, I was raised from a child. I would go to these groups, and, you know, they'd pray, and all the women, from when I was in grammar school to middle school, college, and young adults, all these women were always interceding for their husband. And the and what I saw around the world, that the majority of the women were the spiritual head of the household, not the men. And so so intercessors behind the scene worldwide, women are praying for the men to raise up, to raise the men up. We pray for the men, the aunts, you know, the uncles, the cousins. And I'm seeing these prayers answered after 30 years with Pastor Eddie and the men that are on Save Our Seed and the men that you interview and the men there and Serene's. And I'm saying, oh my goodness, praise God, because my father had passed away when I was young, so my older brother, he became the father role model. And the majority of the young boys in incarceration, they have no fathers to look up to. They have no fathers. Mm. So our prayer is, Father, raise up the men. Raise up the men in the... in the church, and raise up the men around the world. We pray for the world, for the men to rise up. Mm. And as Bishop Taylor is a strong spiritual father, because he's like my spiritual father now, because my older brother passed away too soon for me, 2012, and I was just devastated. I said, who's going to cover me with prayer? Who, I know Jesus Christ is, but I always depended on him. That's why I could go to Japan with no money, or go here or go there where God called me, because I was covered with prayer, not realizing the power of prayer. And so, anyway, there's many hats that I've worn, and also a certified court advocate volunteer for low income, especially women and children in domestic violence. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, with that being said, let's give a big hand. Let's give a big hand for Evie. Let's give her a big hand for A Moment to Shine with Sister Evie this morning. Give her a big hand. Thank you so much, Evie. That was very, you know, look at God and how God has blessed her to do great things, to move around the world, to go into the jails and prison systems, to talk to young people about being saved. And we just give a big hand up to you right now. And so we're going to go right into our second topic. And our second topic is, what is the new world order? Will one man rule the world? And with that being said, when I say one man ruling the world, when you think about Bill Gates and other mighty, mighty, mighty rich people who own a lot of stuff that we have no idea that they own, and they're on all the Microsoft websites in the military, Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, the Space Marines, Space Army, Space Military, and things we have no idea of. They have the money to buy the world. That's right. They own so much stuff, they practically own the world. And everything you do, that pretty soon, if they want to turn something off, they can turn everything off at one time, and nobody won't be able to do anything about it. So what is the New World Order, and will one man rule the world? I'm going to go to Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry first. Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, take the floor. What is the New World Order, and will one man rule the world?
Well, that has to do with Revelation, and while you were there, I was looking at Revelation 13, where it talks about, you know, the Antichrist himself and all of that information like that. And so, you know, as you begin to read into Revelation 13, it talks about things that he would do. Verse 6 says he will open his mouth and blaspheme against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, and to them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and the power was given unto him of the kingdom. But as you go further, when we talk about the economy and all of that, it says in verse 16, watch this, he shall cause all, both small, great, rich, and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their hands and in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, that he had the mark of the name of the beast on, the number of the beast. And so we have to understand all those things are being put into play now. We're looking at what is becoming a cashless society. You know, many times as we pull up to the stop sign or pull up to the stoplight, you'll see people with their signs out, we'll work for food, stuff like that. And, you know, the thing is, we used to have money to be able to just hand to them, but we don't have that because everything is on credit cards now. So you don't have anything to give to that person if you wanted to. So that's where society is going, is being manipulated by this new system that is being put in place. It's to develop a one world government, one world currency, and one world religion. And that's what they're working on. So in order to take out a religion and replace it, you have to try to destroy it. And that's why we have to realize, as people of God, the church is under attack. They're trying to disband what God has placed in so they can bring in what they want people to worship, which would be that new image of the beast.
That's it.
All right. Thank you, Chief Apostle Curry.
Really
mm-hmm.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Praise
God bless you.
Now, with that being said, I want to go over to Professor Reams. Professor Reams, please take the floor. What is the New World Order, and will one man rule the world? Go right ahead, Professor Reams. Give us your take on it.
Well, once again, I have to agree 100% with Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, because the fact that things are in place. Now, one thing I would say, that we also have to remember that there are also very, very powerful women as well, because I've looked at the number of prime ministers around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So for this to happen, you would have to have things in place that both men and women and people would have to agree to. We have it in place. There are things that they're trying. There are things that are failing. And the only thing that stands against that is the fact that we can pull together within Christ, and the good Lord is warning us each and every day up to wake up, listen. Even when you talk about woke culture, you have one governor that's trying to Florida trying to show how this could be done by limiting the speech or eliminating mm-hmm. such speech, and that only I am the way. So we have to be understanding that this stuff is being tested out in these states as we speak. If they
work,
then the cabal is going to happen to see if they can silence the rest of the world by keeping us silent. And that would be what the final thing would be, because they've got the chips, they've got the technology. The only thing that would kill that is the fact that our technology is still very fragile, where the sun could take it out in one blink, but they'll figure out something in the long run. So, Chief Apostle, my hat's off to you as usual. You nailed it, and we now are seeing the steps that are being taken in this country and other countries of what's being done by legislation, by compromised politicians, and also by technology that we need to keep an eye on and also push against. That's why they don't like Black Lives Matter, because they'd like to have one personality to take out, where we as many, as the good Lord is saying, is, look, you are the change to believe in. Get on that front line. Let's start fighting like heck, or otherwise we won't be here. I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Yeah. Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. I really appreciate that. Hallelujah. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. We need to hear the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about everything that's going on with this whole New World Order stuff. Now, I just want to share this with you. You can research it for yourself. Just yesterday, me and the wife went to Rite Aid. Rite Aid is a very popular store, just to show you how things are going. Now, Rite Aid has everything you need in there, including ice cream, deodorant, whatever you need, they have it at Rite Aid. We get out the car, we walk over to Rite Aid, there's a sign on the door. You know what the sign said? It says, due to the fact that we have a lack of employees, our store is closed for today. Now, can you believe that Rite Aid was closed down because they have a lack of employees? Or do you think that because the powers that be have the power to shut down a lot of these businesses and have everybody go into certain one type of business that they want you to go to? So listen carefully. Take a close look at it. Now, Rite Aid is a very popular store, but who would have ever thought that in the middle of the day, Rite Aid was shut down because it has a lack of employees to work their store? That's a sign of the times. Not only that, we will go in the grocery store, shelves are empty with regular stuff that they would normally have. The shelves are empty. Something's going on. But pretty soon, the answers will come slowly but surely, one at a time, the answers will come. And when we get to those answers, don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. And, yes, artificial intelligence is coming. But we have to remember the Bible within our heart, because when they take the word away and they tried to shut the churches down during COVID, which they did do, we just need to be paid close attention to what's going on. With that being said, I want to go to Linda Goldie. Linda Goldie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Linda Goldie, what do you think about the New World Order and will one man rule the world? Go right ahead, Linda Goldie, all the way from Oregon.
Yeah, I agree with what's been said. If it's prophesied that it's going to happen, I don't know if the prayer is going to change it. That's what's even more depressing to me. I'm resisting all of this stuff. I don't even have a TV. I don't have a smartphone. Any of that. The only electronic thing I have is a telephone, and everybody's pressuring me to do all this other stuff, but I don't want to do other stuff. You know, it's like I want to have what little peace I can have in my older years, you know. And I think that all these electromagnetic frequencies are not doing anybody any good either.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's causing more illness, probably more mental illness as well as physical illness. You see these planes flying overhead, leaving these trails, and you don't know what that's doing, whether that's putting poison on whatever you're trying to plant to survive with, you know. It's just. Mm-hmm. Everything's against us, you know. It's against life, you know. And they want robots to. They want to just have, like you said, one man that's ruling a world of robots, literal robots. The people will be, you know, eliminated. They'll just starve us to death.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God. You're so right. Artificial intelligence, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry said, it is taking over, and slowly but surely, artificial intelligence will take over, and it's going to be more than a notion. So we need to pay attention to what's going on, because it's not a joke; it's serious. And what is the New World Order? You know, read about first. Define what New World Order means. Define that first. And then look at the rich people, the richest people in the world, and then start researching what do the richest people in the world do? What are the richest people in the world buying? Certain people own so many satellites out in space, and these cell phones are under control But let something happen, and they can shut your cell phone off in a second, and you won't be able to make a phone call. Matter of fact, right now, you pay all this money for these phones, and you can sometimes your phone will just shut off, or right in the middle of a conversation, you'll hear the weirdest noise you never, ever heard before, or something will cut you off, or something will make your phone sound like a robot. Someone is on your phone. It's a smartphone. It picks up your algorithms. You can say something about cooking chili, and all of a sudden someone will pop up on your phone about cooking chili that you didn't even ask your phone. Or sometimes Siri will just come on all of a sudden, hi, I'm going to help you cook your chili. And you'd be like, Siri, I didn't call you. Siri's listening to you 24/7. So with that being said, I want to go to Clarence M. Allen. Clarence, it's 10:30 a.m. We're about to go into our regular segment. But before we do, I want to get your take on what is the new world order? Will one man rule the world? Go right ahead, Clarence.
Well, let me just share this right quick, Pastor Eddie and the panelists, and especially to all our wonderful listeners. The new world order is a conspiracy theory that hypothesizes a secret emergent totalitarian world government. The common theme in conspiracy theories about the New World Order is that a secretive power elite with a globalist agenda is conspiring to eventually rule the world through an authoritarian one-world government, which will replace the sovereign nation states and all-encompassing propaganda whose ideology hails the establishment of the New World Order as a culmination of history progress. Many influential historical and contemporary figures have therefore been alleged to be part of the cabal that operates through many front organizations to orchestrate significant political and financial events ranging from the cause of systemic crisis to pushing through controversial policies at both national and international levels as steps as an ongoing plot to achieve world domination. And so when we look at this new world order, we look at what all the panelists have concluded is written about in the scriptures. We see the progress through the evolution of time where we're going through these electronics. Linda Goldie mentioned about these radio activities with these new technologies that's dispensing, and it was mentioned with getting a item put on your hand or on your forehead, even to buy a cell. And so even when we look at Russia, look at what Vladimir Putin is doing. He's slowly dominating, taking countries over there. And so when we align both of these world powers, we're looking at the United States, we're looking at China, we're looking at Russia as the three dominating forces on this planet, along with the European alliance over there with NATO. We're looking at the collection of these powers in the one conglomerate power. So we the people, and then look at artificial intelligence now. They have this ChatGPT with the AI. It can answer any question you like, write any program you want. You just ask it the question. It can even put in a fake video of anybody you want, of them saying anything that you want. So it's just powerful out here, Pastor Eddie. Great topic.
All right. Thank you so much, and hallelujah. Praise God for whom I bless and flow. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. And I just want to say what a mighty God we serve. Now it's time to go into our regular segment. But before we do, let's say good morning to Aretha Adams Jones. Good morning, Aretha Adams Jones. Welcome to the show. Everybody say good morning to Aretha.
Good morning, Dr. Aretha. Happy Monday. Good morning.
Now, Aretha, we want to wish you a happy birthday. Everybody say happy birthday to Aretha.
Happy birthday, Aretha.
Happy birthday to Dr.
Thank
Aretha.
You.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you so much.
To you and your twin sister.
Happy birthday, Aretha.
And you and Faye are twins, and it was both of you guys' birthdays, so happy birthday to both of you guys.
Thank you so much. I'm sure she's listening in. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, really quick, real quick, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. All right, everybody give a big hand and a happy birthday for Renata Jones. And
thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Praise God. And with that being said, we're going into our regular segments now. And our first segment will be Mental Health and You. Without further ado, Aretha Adams Jones, affectionately known as Dr. Aretha Adams Jones, take the floor, give us Mental Health and You.
All right. Thank you so much, Pastor Eddie, and to all of us, the co-hosts and guests. God bless you all. Happy Monday. And this is Mental Health and You. Today is March the 20th, 2023, and I'm sure you already heard that. Today is the first day of spring. For the first day of spring, and I read this amazing article by Dennis Realojo. It was in the Mind article, and he talked about the benefits of spring and the benefits of the changing seasons, coming out of the winter, going into the spring. I know it's hard to tell by the weather that we are experiencing, but he talked about longer days, and he talked about spending more time outside and how, you know, when the weather warms up, we tend to receive more vitamin D, right, from the sun, from, you know, and that's good for our mood. Vitamin D is good for our mood, and we can get vitamin D from the sun, believe it or not. And how, you know, spring, a lot of times coming out of the winter into the spring, it helps people to feel more energized. And there's more time for socializing. There's more time for flowers and plants and soil and gardening. As Dr. Brenny V was talking about she went to a gardening show or something like that. I wasn't able to make it, but that is so amazing. You know, when the spring comes, we start doing our gardening and things like that. And just coming into the spring season, it's just, it boosts our mental health. And what do I always say about mental health? Mental health matters. Yes, mental health matters. And it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you and happy spring.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. That was beautiful.
Dr. Aretha.
Now, with that being Amen. Amen. Thank you, Aretha. We need to hear that. And now we're going to go to Linda Goldie with Poetry in Motion. Linda Goldie, please take the floor. Give us Poetry in Motion at 10:38 a.m.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you the short one. This is about rejection. When you feel rejection, there is no protection from the cold, and that gets very old. If spring is here and skies are clear, you're hoping there is no cause for fear, even while you're coping with what's near. But if you listen to the news, it forces you to pray or lose your mind, because there is no hideaway to find.
Amen. Praise
God. Linda Goldie.
Thank you, Linda Goldie. And with that being said, Vera, are you there? Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V, are you there? Vera, are you there? 323? Vera, are you there? Okay, maybe I have the wrong. Is it 323-646? Are you there? Call in the 323-646 area code. Are you there? Okay, let's put that back on hold then. Okay, let's go here. Let's look for that number. There we go. All right, there we go. Okay, Vera, are you there? A.K.A. Dr. Granny V, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Eddie, to all the co-hosts, all the listeners, and what a beautiful day. First day of spring, as Dr. Aretha mentioned.
All right. Give us health and wellness.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Doctors in the house.
So before I begin my segment, I have a disclaimer. I am not a doctor. However, on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, I am Dr. Granny V. And today I will be speaking about healing items that are right there in your kitchen for wellness. So the first I will mention is if you have a sinus problem, have some horseradish. If you have a urinary tract infection, try blueberries. If you're going through some chronic pain, turmeric. And that is very popular nowadays. If you're experiencing joint pain, try eating cherries or drinking the juice. And if you're having a toothache, yes, have some cloves tea or just put the cloves in your mouth. If you have a bloating sensation, eat pineapple. And if you have sore muscles, drink plenty of peppermint tea. And if you have an earache, garlic. And if you have heartburn after eating or any other time, try apple cider vinegar warm. And if you have an injury and you're going through a lot of pain, why not have more H2O, because that's the way to go. So sometimes we feel anxiety, we feel stress, pressure, or pain. So these particular items will help us. And since we're speaking on that, let's speak about a couple of happy chemicals. Okay, so the first one would be the oxytocin, which is the love hormone. And you can get that feeling by just receiving the human touch, the human physical touch. You can play with children. You can pet your animal, help others socialize, or you can smell essential oils. Now, dopamine. Now, we call that the reward chemical because it's a special treat. Now, you've accomplished something. So sometimes if you have completed a task, you'll feel really excited. Or if you achieve a goal, better yet, self-care activities is great also for the dopamine. And then eating your favorite meal or your favorite food in moderation. The next one will be serotonin. Now, this one is a mood stabilizer, and I just heard Dr. Richa mention gardening. Yes, gardening is one of my favorites, and also Eddie and his wife. So just get out and get some vitamin D and some of the great rays of the sun. Spend some time in nature, whether it's the sun, the rain, the snow, but spend some time in nature. Also pray. Meditation is great. And then one great thing to practice mindfulness. You can also draw, paint, color, and or just read a book. And last but not least is endorphins. Now, a natural painkiller, that's what I call it. Now, we can practice laughter for about 5 or 10 minutes. You could put on a timer. You could do just like me. Now, you could do just like that. Do that for yourself. That is a great endorphin, the painkiller. And then you can listen to some music, like the Hertz music, jazz, oldies, classical, country, or whatever your favorite music is. And last but not least, my favorite thing to do, if you're feeling pain, is to exercise, move, because sometimes when we don't move, the pain hurts a little bit more. So that is my segment for today, and I love you all.
All right, we love you too,
Warren.
Amen. Wow, that was very informative. Mental health in you and health and wellness was very informative this morning. But without further ado, and Evie, don't go anywhere. Evie, we would like to get your closing remarks. Chief Apostle Ken Curry had to get on some other calls, but we'll shout him out in just a few minutes with the commentary and all of our guests and our subject matters and topics. So you don't want to miss the commentary. That's one of the most important parts of our show. But without further ado, Let's go to Clarence M. Allen with Regulate the Manual. Clarence M. Allen, take over the floor. Give us Regulate the Manual. It's 10:44 a.m. on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Go ahead, Clarence. Take the floor.
Thank you, Pastor Eddie, for this wonderful segment here. I appreciate all of our listeners. I appreciate the panelists who listen to this segment. Let's call out all the rest of the nighttime gang members and roaches. Late at night when the street light seems to be off or shining low, the roaches also come out. More and more hit the streets of the neighborhood. These are the time when the roaches, they like to get their groove on the most. The roaches are the characters of the gang members who mostly come out only at night. The roaches, they also come in all kind of mix and models. Do not get it twisted. There are some of these roaches who will crawl only during the night, and they're much harder to eliminate. What shall we call our plague gang members that have to run and capture these roaches? Just push the easy button, and you'll get your answer. Now, that was easy. It's obvious that they are called the very same thing that is used every day in the normal household to eliminate roaches. Roach spray. That's right. We will call the roach chasers roach spray, son. How do you like that for a new street gang member's nickname? Always keep on the lookout for roach spray, son. Whenever the gangs get tougher, whenever the coins get tougher for the roaches, the roach spray also get tougher on the roaches. The same old roach spray when it's used all of the time. The roaches tend to get used to the same old spray over and over again and again. It is not a wise thing to use the same spray over and over again and again. Occasionally, the spray and the other pesticides should be frequently changed. Back in the day, and even now, sometimes I can swear that they just keep on spraying us, and we would keep on coming back for some more and more. The roaches would always keep coming back for some of the same old tricks and for some of the same old games. Say, just peeping at some of the games, in many cases, these situations would either end up in a setup or either would end up in an entrapment of some kind. Now, mind you, while all of these things are going on, things just keep on happening, and there are things that continue to be in effect within the neighborhood when the roach sprayers become more and more diverse in that thing that they do. What can the roaches do? What do the roaches need to do now? It's definitely dark outside, and the hours have come past some of you bedtime. For everyone else who are left, please pay attention and be quiet and listen. You might learn a thing or two. You may pick up a little wisdom and knowledge. You may even be getting paid as you take your steps on to regulate. The paid gang members or the roach spray is what we will call them. They can call up several different devices and as many as needed to be used in the help with the eradication and the apprehension of some of the most stubborn roaches. Sometimes immediate actions cannot be taken against such tough roaches. These reasons can be due to any of the given circumstances at hand. And this part of the section of the book, it goes through the nighttime activities of gang members. You know, we know that a lot of things happens in our community and roundabout, even throughout our nation with gang members. We wake up in the morning, there's a drive-by shooting. There's a sudden attack of stabbing, you know, hit and run, drive-by shooting. You can find all of this within this book of the Regulate the Manual, and I'd like to thank everyone who has been reading this, and this continues. I am in the gang members, and we're going to be going to the gang bangers after next week. I'll make next week the last segment of the gang members. So I'd like to just thank again, once again, everyone who has listened to this reading, only found within the book of Regulate the Manual. And you can go to regulatethemanual.com, contact me on any social media, and we connect and get you an autographed copy only from me. Thank you, because this book is written, and you are in here. Thank you very much. God bless you.
All right, thank you so much, Brother
Kenneth. The Regulator.
It's 10:49 a.m. on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, and we have limited time, so let's go right to Cousin V. Everybody say good morning to Cousin V all the way down in Florida.
Good morning, Cousin V. Welcome to the show.
Good morning,
Cousin V.
Cousin V.
Now, good morning, Cousin V. Without further ado, Cousin V, take the floor. Give us the sports report.
I'm still laughing from Vera because, you know, that's exactly what we need is to laugh, and I'm just still laughing on the inside. It's just to hearing you both laugh. It really helps relieve some stress, and I'm still laughing, but forgive me. And let's get to this sports report because I'm even excited, and like you said, some laughter, but we are down to the Sweet 16. From 68 teams, and we're down to the Sweet 16 this week in March Madness in the men and the women's. I'm not going to go into all the other sports, but we do have a lot of action going on in sports. We have the XFL football. We have the Miami Tennis Open here in Miami going on this week. We also have the Bass Pro Shops is having a spring Bass Sling Bass Tournament that will be going on soon. We also have action in the PBA and the PGA Men's. I also saw that we are also having the LPGA Women's. So we have lots of sports. Tune in to your favorite stations, ESPN, Fox. But anyway, so if you don't hear your team, that means your brackets are torn up and you can just tear them up and throw them away because I've heard some upsets this week. In the women's, we're going to have Ohio State versus North Carolina. Number three is Ohio State and North Carolina is six. Number four, Tennessee is going to be versus number 12, Toledo. And this is the women's. Number four, Texas versus number five, Louisville. Number four, Villanova versus number 12, Florida Gulf State. Number one, Indiana versus number nine, Miami. And then number three, Duke versus Colorado, number six. Number two, UConn versus number seven, Baylor. And then also we have a California team, number four, UCLA versus number five, Oklahoma. And then in the men's, the Sweet 16, boy, was it some upset. I don't think anybody has the right bracket for this because we got those Cinderella teams as every year. We had those Cinderella teams coming up. And so we're down to the Sweet 16. And they listed the number 16 Princeton Tigers. Number 15 is Michigan State. 14 is Florida Atlantic Owls. Number 13 is Arkansas Razorbacks. Number 12 is San Diego State Aztecs. Number 11 is Xavier Musketeers. Number 10 is Creighton Blue Jays. Number 9 is Kansas State Wildcats. Number 8 is the Miami Hurricanes. And I did get to watch some of that game. That was a good game. They were going back and forth. Number 7 is the Tennessee Volunteers. Number 6, Gonzaga defeated TCU. I don't have the scores, but I know they defeated TCU. Number 5 is UConn Huskies. Number 4 is UCLA Bruins. And, again, this is the men. And you also have the women's UCLA team in the Sweet 16. And then we have number 3, Texas Longhorns. Number 2, Alabama. And number 1, still top of the line, is number 1, is the Houston Cougars. This is my sports report. Y'all have a blessed week.
Hey, man, let's give a big hand for Cousin B. Let's give a big hand. Big hand for Cousin B. Big hand. Now we're going to go into the commentary. And right after the commentary, we're going to have Sister Evie just give us some final words before she goes off the show. Before we go off our show, we're here from Sister Evie. But without further ado, it's 10:54 a.m., and it's time for the commentary. Professor Reams, please take the floor. Give us the commentary.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones. Once again, a wonderful show. So in the interest of time, I'm going to go through quickly my thank yous to Pastor Jones for once again giving us all our 15 minutes of fame. To Cousin V, thank you so much for the sports report and reminding us and continuing the laughter on that Dr. Granny V shared with us. Clarence Allen, the regulator, thank you for sharing us with the gang masters and roaches and how that has had an impact in our society. Dr. Granny V, thank you, thank you, thank you for everything that you do, including the wonderful words that you provided on food and also our keeping our humor going. A shout-out to Talana Jones, a shout-out to Melanie Aubrey, and also thank you and both happy birthday to Dorothy Jean Jones, as well as to Dr. Aretha Jones and Adams and Faye for their birthday. And then to Linda Goldie, I got my hug. Thank you. No way to hide from. And to our wonderful guests, to Evie. Wonderful, wonderful discussions on her experience and her thoughts on our topics, as well to the Apostle Kenneth Curry and his words on our topic, which I'll get into. So everyone, let's look at this as another snapshot, because here the question comes from the good Lord on, so you've always, to humans, you've always wanted to be me. So in taking on your journey as Christians, now you will see things through my eyes as I have had to deal with them all the way. So let's think of the whole big picture. Here is God's children. He's placed them on the earth. He's provided them with all things that he can provide to them. And then all of a sudden they begin acting up, no different than our children are, and as we were talking about today. And he's looking at this and pretty much saying, oh, my goodness, they've gone out of their minds. So he provided us rules, regulations, all these other things, and it still didn't work because we're still warring against each other. We're still fighting against each other. And then with the idea of even the book of Revelations coming up with that, well, again, if you're not following me, then, of course, there is the other, the beast, that will be coming up. And here are also warnings that he's giving to us, because in the Old Testament, the good Lord would take care of things by, well, let's just say having floods and other things where he would eliminate and kill people as punishment. In this new iteration, he's guiding and pointing and showing how in his experience with us that we are experiencing what he sees at all times. And the one thing that he's pointing out to us is that the gift that he's given to us as for our children, we are not appreciative of that gift of life that he's provided to us, which is supposed to be an honor to be able to serve his creations in order for them to know him better. So this is not a good point to be in, but at least our God points these things out to us to say that, okay, you're not doing your job as you should, so I'm going to point this out because this is what's going to lead to things eventually within the book of Revelations. So the one thing that we have here is some reminders that cropped up. We've talked about the children who are disrespecting their parents. We talked about the system that is creating these children that are disrespecting the parents. And we're talking about the institutions that are also fortifying the disrespect of the parents, which means we are not working together. We are working against each other, which he's pointing out towards. And within his examples of these things, Evie has shown with us the issues on the ground as she perceived them of these boys who are in trouble, who will be going to jail because they have mental issues. They are rapists. They also have murderers and robbers, which has not changed since Cain and Abel at the first murder. The other thing that we're reminded of is through Chief Apostle Curry, 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1 through 13, all of the things that are going to come to pass in light of the fact of what the book of Revelations and the appearance of the beast and all the things that are in function that we're having to deal with. So with these things going around, what is it that we're supposed to do? Well, the word of the week is steadfast. Steadfast means that you are standing tall. You are being steadfast. You are being the example that you want people to see. And in doing so, this is what he's asking us to do. He's placed us, as Evie showed us, that why are we here? He's placed us here to be that example that shows that all things are possible. The other thing is that in our political realm, when we were told that this was impossible, this wouldn't happen, the blue wave happened, the red wave didn't happen, and we preserved things. But there are still the forces, as we've talked about with the cabal and also dealing with New World Order, where they're still going to try everything. They're still going to go through this. And if we are steadfast in our belief in the Lord and doing what we need to do, we will defeat them, because mostly authoritarians, as you'll see in the weeks, get defeated in some way, shape, or form because they think that they are God, which they are not. So in doing so, we need to keep this as a very, very perspective thing. Yes, the world is throwing things on us. Yes, we have these that exist, but we are the change that we believe in. And because of that, and because we're steadfast means that we will continue to be patient. We will continue to be loving. We will continue to be kind, and we will continue to be forgiving of our brothers and sisters, even though they stray away. And in doing that, we will need to also do, as Dr. Granny V has shared with us, laugh at all of the ridiculousness that's going on, because that's the way the good Lord would have us to act in representing him. And in doing so, we will get our well done, because this is where he needs us to be. And with that, Pastor, I yield back to you with a laugh. Praise be to God.
Oh, my God. Now, that's what I call a real home run. That is a home run. Thank you
right,
so much,
Professor Reed. Great coach.
Wow, that was amazing.
You're welcome.
With that being said, we want to go to Evie and get the closing remarks from Evie. Evie, give us your closing remarks. Are you still there, Evie?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. Give us your closing remarks.
Oh, wow. That was really great. And I'm laughing because it's like, gee, thanks, God. I wasn't expecting this, but what I was thinking, everyone can't do everything. And God calls everyone differently. And as intercessors behind the scenes, we can pray and speak it out and thank and praise God that our prayers are answered. And it's every child, woman, man in the world that are praying behind the scenes, our reward is seeing our prayers answered as God leads us to pray for each person that can make a difference to change the world, like you, Pastor Eddie, Dr. Adams, and Bishop Taylor. Your words can change the world, positive words of prayer. So I praise God for that, for the anointing that breaks the yoke and the anointing upon you. And one thing is that I heard the sister talk about laughter, and I was laughing. And God was saying to me that we heal ourselves and heal others when we smile, and they smile back at us, because it is scientifically proven what God did. When you smile, you release all the positive endorphins, happy hormones, and it's spiritual. A merry heart is medicine to the soul, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. So praise God for laughter and for all of you that are helping to change the world. And I thank all the intercessors and all those that pray behind the scenes, because we all can make a difference. You in front and us behind the scenes.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Let's give a big hand for our guest, Evie. Let's give her a big hand. Evie, thank you so much.
Superb.
Thank you so much. We are honored. We are honored beyond words to have you on with us, Evie. And we want you to have the best day ever. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. The time is 11:04 a.m. on this beautiful March the 20th, 2023.
whatever you do, remember that the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Remember, the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. And I'm going to save the last one before I tell you the word of the week. The word of the week is steadfast. Steadfast. Stay steadfast to serving God. Steadfast is the word of the week. The scripture of the week, the scripture of the week is James chapter 1, verse 3. James chapter 1, verse 3. And it reads, because you know that testing of your faith produces perseverance. Because you know that testing of your faith produces perseverance. We must persevere in our faith with God. James chapter 1, verse 3 is the scripture of the week. Now, here's the last thing. No matter what you do, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. God bless you. Thank you for joining the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. I'll see you guys here next week. We'll be here with myself and the co-producers and the co-hosts of the show and our special guests. And, boy, will we have a show for you. I want to thank everybody. I just want to send out love to everybody. Stay prayed up. And remember, don't forget about the kids. They need leadership, motivation, integrity, dignity, discipline, social skills, and etiquette. God bless you all. Peace.
Wow. Yeah, they need a lot.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. I love you guys. All right. So today I'm going to play, let's go right to our song for today. Normally I play What's Going On. But today I think I'll try something a little bit different. I don't know all of it, but this is enough for us to go home on today. Let's do this.
Change it, girl, just you and me.